American Language Course, Book 19, Tape 3C. Hi. Please open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 3C. Look at Figure 1. Listen and repeat the dialogues. Listen closely for the word that is stressed.
Number 1.
What do you think you accomplished?
Well, the program was very successful.
Number 2.
How did she account for that?
She explained it satisfactorily.
Number 3.
How successfully did they communicate?
They were very easy to understand.
Number 4.
What did Tom object to?
He objected to her techniques.
Number 5.
How did the program develop?
It developed through instructor guidance.
Number 6.
Where did they obtain it?
They obtained it at the technical school.
Number 7.
Did you congratulate them?
Yes, and I wished them well.
Number 8.
Don't you have any confidence?
No. Because I don't have the skills. Look at Figure 1 again. Now listen while the questions are read. Then you read the answer. Be sure to stress the words in capital letters.
Number 1. What do you think you accomplished? Repeat. Well, the program was very successful. Number 2. How did she account for that? Repeat. She explained it satisfactorily. Number 3. How successfully did they communicate? Repeat. They were very easy to understand. Number 4. What did Tom object to? Repeat. He objected to her techniques. Number 5. How did the program develop? Repeat. It developed through instructor guidance. Number 6. Where did they obtain it? Repeat. They obtained it at the technical school. Number 7. Did you congratulate them? Repeat, yes, and I wish them well. Number 8. Don't you have any confidence? Repeat, no, because I don't have the skills.
Look at figure 2. Listen and repeat.
Number 1. Yates achieved the high score on his test. But it was all the studying he did that made it achievable. Number 2. Can you adjust that belt to fit you? Is it adjustable? Number 3. They could have prevented that fire. It was preventable. Number 4. We can't drive the car because of the accident. The car isn't drivable. Number 5. You can't wash that jacket. You have to send it to the cleaners. It isn't washable. Number 6. Walt couldn't understand the message she left. It wasn't understandable. Number 7. The doctor treated his sickness. They were glad that it was treatable. Number 8. Can he train his dog? Is his dog trainable?
Look at figure 3. Listen to a sentence. Change the sentence like the example. Listen. All of us respect Mr. Washington. He's a very respectable man. Now listen and change the verb to an adjective form.
Number 1. We enjoyed our trip. Repeat. It was an enjoyable trip. Number 2. Mr. Lakes taught the lesson with no problem. Repeat. It was a teachable lesson. Number 3. She agrees to everything. Repeat. She's very agreeable. Number 4. Glass breaks very easily. Repeat. It's breakable. Number 5. I accepted his answer. Repeat. It was an acceptable one. Number 6. Pete couldn't smoke the cigarettes after they got wet. Repeat. The cigarettes weren't smokable. Number 7. You can inflate the balloon. Repeat. It's inflatable. Number 8. Everyone noticed his beard. Repeat. It was very noticeable.
Look at figure 4. Listen to the dialogue. Underline the words that are stressed.
Number 1.
Are the children outside?
Yes, they're playing outside.
Number 2.
What was he telling you?
He was telling me about a good movie.
Number 3.
Which part of the book did they skip?
They skipped the middle.
Number 4.
When did you shave?
I shaved this morning.
Number 5.
What did they serve?
They served desserts only.
Number 6.
Which method did they select?
They didn't select either.
Number 7.
Why did you scream?
Because I saw a bug.
Number 8.
When did they score?
They scored at the end.
Look at figure 4 again. Check the words you underlined as you hear the questions read. You read the answers, putting the stress on the words you underlined. Check your answer as you hear it read correctly for you to repeat.
Number 1. Are the children outside? Repeat. Yes, they're playing outside. Number 2. What was he telling you? Repeat. He was telling me about a good movie. Number 3. Which part of the book did they skip? Repeat. They skipped the middle. Number 4. When did you shave? Repeat. I shaved this morning. Number 5. What did they serve? Repeat. They served desserts only. Number 6. Which method did they select? Repeat. They didn't select either. Number 7. Why did you scream? Repeat. Because I saw a bug. Number 8. When did they score? Repeat. They scored at the end.
Look at figure 5. Listen to some questions. Write short answers. Look at the example and listen.
What is your favorite season? What do you like about it? Where do you like to be at that time?
Now listen and write short answers.
What is your favorite food? How do you like it cooked? When do you like to eat it?
Now look at figure 6 and put your short answers from figure 5 into complete sentences. Write them in paragraph form. Look at the example in figure 6 that uses the short answers from the example in figure 5. Listen.
My favorite season is fall. I like the beautiful colors of the leaves in this season. I like to be in the northeastern part of the United States in the fall. It's so beautiful there at that time of the year.
Now, write your paragraph. When you have finished your paragraph, go to the answer page for this tape to see an example paragraph.
Go to figure 7 now. Listen to a dialogue and write in the missing words.
Dad?
Hmm?
I've been thinking about our vacation.
Uh-huh.
You know, where we should go this year.
Sorry, I didn't hear.
If you'd turned down the TV, you would have heard me.
Okay. What were you saying?
I've been thinking about where we should go on our vacation this year.
Oh, just so we don't go to the desert again. If we hadn't gone to Palm Springs, we wouldn't have had to get the car repainted.
How did we know there was going to be 90-mile-an-hour winds and blowing sand? Wasn't that sandstorm awful?
Oh, don't remind me. If we hadn't stayed in the desert, I might not have gotten that awful sunburn.
You did. You got a sunburn. That was nothing. I could have died from my burn if I had lain by that pool 10 minutes longer. My back was raw. Ugh,
yeah,
an awful time.
A horrible trip. If we hadn't driven to the desert, we could have relaxed. Maybe watched some waves. You know, taking it easy.
Yeah, no driving, no cooking, lazy days, watching the waves.
Hey, how about an ocean cruise?
I was thinking the same thing. We could get tickets to tour the Caribbean.
Great. I'll call the travel agent tomorrow.
Perfect. If I hadn't thought of that, we might have taken another lousy vacation like we did last year.
Listen to the dialogue again and write in any words you may have missed last time.
Dad?
Hmm?
I've been thinking about our vacation.
Uh-huh.
You know, where we should go this year.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
If you'd turned down the TV, you would have heard me.
Okay. What were you saying?
I've been thinking about where we should go on our vacation this year.
Just so we don't go to the desert again. If we hadn't gone to Palm Springs, we wouldn't have had to get the car repainted.
How did we know there was going to be 90-mile-an-hour winds and blowing sand? Wasn't that sandstorm awful?
Don't remind me. If we hadn't stayed in the desert, I might not have gotten that awful sunburn.
You did? You got a sunburn? That was nothing. I could have died from my burn if I had lain by that pool 10 minutes longer. My back was raw. Ooh, I had an awful time.
That was a horrible trip. If we hadn't driven to the desert, we could have relaxed. Maybe watched some waves. You know, taking it easy.
Yeah, no driving, no cooking, lazy days watching the waves.
Hey, how about an ocean cruise?
I was thinking the same thing. We could get tickets to tour the Caribbean.
Great. I'll call the travel agent tomorrow.
Perfect. If I hadn't thought of that, we might have taken another lousy vacation like we did last year.
Go to the answer pages for this tape to check your answers. This is the end of tape 3C, book 19.